Kum learn the black gemara that flamed vav and beis the mishnah. No, we're starting 36. Yeah, B A one. Flamed the mishnah flamed vav and beis. I know you guys didn't learn vav and aleph. We'll have to make it up on Shabbos. Vav and beis the mishnah. We'll make it up on Shabbos mishnah. Vav and aleph the mishnah. Hamakshe, sorry, today's lamed zayin. Hamakshe need. Let's say she saw blood. She saw blood while she already started to see blood, and then she gave birth during the time when she's supposed to be a nidah. She's a nidah. What about kishta shloishi yomim b'toichud ala yom? What happens is not in the first 7 days. Remember, between day number 8 and day number 18 is from day number 8 and next 11 days are all days that are irregular cycle, which makes her a zava. And during that time, she gave birth and she was bleeding while she gave birth. We say that the reason why she's bleeding now is not because she's becoming a zava, is not because she's menstruating. It's dam leida, it's blood because of the birth. And then, so then we say what? We say it can come later. But the shofsa meisli is the older. But if let's say it stopped, she stopped having birth pangs, which means at the end it didn't turn out that she gave birth. And then after she gave birth, and during that time she was bleeding, is a raya that the blood is not because of birth. The blood is because she's a zava. Harei zuya ledes bezayif. So if she's giving birth and she's bleeding 3 days, and those days we say it's not a zava, it's only dam later. But if it stopped. And for 24 hours and still continue bleeding, is that you know what? That she is a zava. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, the blood is not from the later. However, Yeshua says, you're right, I agree with you, 24 hours, but you're really 24 hours, let's say from 2:43 p.m. to 2:43 p.m. the next day. I say it has to be a Laila V'yayim, Kalil Shabbat V'yayim, it has to be a 24 hour period, a night and a day. Sheshafsa minatzana, what does it mean? It rested from the pain of Lemadam. It continued bleeding, but she no longer has birth pangs. So therefore, we say, you're still bleeding, why are you bleeding? It must be because she's a zava.
Does the make tara from the zivus and the make tara from the leida run consecutively?
Or that's what we're saying. That very different. Leida is a very small level of tumor, but when it comes to ziva, she has a full din of a ziva, means she needs zayin nikim.
No, but I'm saying, do they run consecutive? Does she have to finish the tara for one and then start?
There's the no tara for them later. You know, them later is just goes to mikvah and just tumah. It's all. Well, 7 days.
Birth to a male or if she's a female is twice as long.
Yeah, that stays in place anyway. And then
that's what I'm saying. But it runs consecutive. It's the same time.
The zayin nikim is not for the yimei tara. Remember, zayin yimei tara. And that's what we were talking about before, Rav and Levi, about this Mayin Echad Shnei Mayonis, whether you have to have Zayin Nikim, or what happens if she's bleeding in the Yimei Tara period. Is it considered yet Zayin Nikim for this? Because the blood might be Dam Toir. Is it considered Nikim? Okay, Kami Keshua, how long before she actually gives birth do we say that, you know, that this is considered like she's her due date? Isn't 3 months, you know, 9 months? How much before do we start saying that it might be Dam later? I may not feel like 40 or 50 days. The maximum we give is 1 month before the due date, and the maximum we give is 2 weeks before. And we say that the blood that's coming out might be Dam later. Not any earlier than that, is definitely a zava. So the Gemara ought to call a maksha. It says hamaksha nida. That if what? That if in the first, you know, in the first 7 days, if she is seeing blood, definitely she's a nida, even though she's giving birth. So the Gemara ought to call a maksha nida. Is you tell me that what do you call it? It sounds.
Maksha means it's birth pains.
But yeah, but sounds like hamaksha nida means that even if it's not in the days of nida period, but the days of the ziva period, she's also nida.
You're going to call her a nida.
It says hamaksha nida. Every time she's having birth pains, she's a nida. But it's not so. But the Gemara called hamaksha nida. Amarav nida liyayim. Yes. Even though we just said she's not a zava from day number 8 to day number, you know, the next 11 days, but she's nida for 1 day. So the mission starts off right. Hamaksha, anytime she has birth pains, nida, she's a nida. Amarav nida liyayim. Shmuel amar chayshinan. It's only midrabanan. We are worried that. So according to Rav, only the day, like a nida, you don't have to wait the next day. That day, you wait till at night, you go to mikvah, and that's it. Shmuel says, no. It's like Shemet is Yom Keneged Yom. It's midrabbanan, we are worried, Shemet Tish. But what happens if it stops? Then we say that if it stops, we're saying that the blood that you had right now wasn't birth pains, was actually ziva. So maybe it's, you know, 1 day of ziva. Then from midrabbanan, we say that if she saw during those 11 days, she has to stay away for 1 day, has to have Shemet is Yom Keneged
Yom. When you're saying these 7 days and these 11 days, that's normally when you has a
yeah, she still is.
But she's now been
so what?
For 9 months.
So what? The first time she sees is a nidah.
She has to keep pregnant of one
who's no, the first time she sees, she's a nidah during this whole time.
Right. And what? And then you have to count 11 days after that?
Yeah, the same like any other time. Nidah, and then after the end of 7 days, she goes to the mikveh. And then, yeah.
Yeah, but here, after she'd go on the first day.
Rav is saying here that during the Ziva period, if she sees Dam, she's treated like a nida for one day. That means that during that day she can't have tashmish with her husband and so on and so forth. Okay. Rabbi Yitzchak disagrees. He's a maksha ein a klum. Rabbi Yitzchak says that during the ziva period, there's no not nidal yoyma, not a chshash medrabbana that she should still stay away from her husband during that time. We're not worried at all. That what that she's totally mutter to her husband. So the Gemara Bhaktani says in Fesh Hamaksha Nida. So the Fesh Mishnah Hamaksha Nida. Sounds like any that no matter when she has birth, she's always a Nida. Amarava Bimei Nida Nida Bimei Ziva Tehida. It doesn't mean any time. It means when during the 7 days of a Nida. If she has birth pain, she's still a Nida. But if it's during the time of the Ziva period, she's nothing. But Tanya, we learned, we tackle it. The Braisa Hamaksha Bimei Nida Nida Bimei Ziva during the time of Ziva Tehida. She's Tehida. Ketzad how kishta yemecha. Let's say she had birth pains for 1 day, v'shafsa shnayim, and then for 2 days she had a rest. Or she kishta shnayim, she had birth pain for 2 days, v'shafsa yemecha. It depends what the last day is, and the last day was even 1 day. She was resting, no more birth pains. Or she shafsa v'kishta, it stopped, and then she had pains, and then the chazav v'shifsa, and it stopped again. Harezu yoyledes b'zoiv. All of these, we say that the blood that's coming out, the last day, the main thing is the last day. We say that the blood that's coming out is not dam leda, but I stopped the birth pain, and yet there's still blood. What is it? It's ziva. Avo shavsa yemecha v'kishta shnayim. What about the last thing you did while she had birth pain? When oisha shavsa shnayim v'kishta yemecha, 2 days of rest, and 1 day of oisha kishta v'shavsa v'chaza v'kishta. The main thing is the last thing that happened was that she was birth pain. Then we say that the blood that she's seeing all the time is what? Is leda blood. Klalo shadavar. Kushi samach leda ainzu yeledes b'zayk. That if it finishes off the last thing by later, what was the last thing before she gave birth? Was birth pains? Then it's dam later. Shufi samach later. But let's say she rested the last thing before she actually gave birth. She was resting. That means the blood that came out before was not of the birth. It was dam ziva. Harezu yileh b'zayi. Said the Gemara. Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Shoy. Rabbi Shoy's nephew said, Kol shechol kishua b'shlishi shalah. If as long as the third day she had birth pains, afilu kol hayom kuli b'shufi. Even the entire day it was rested, a little bit of birth pains on the third day, then ainzu yileh b'zayi. Then we say the blood is dam later. So when it says before klolo shadava, before it says that klal is kosher, who's that for? Lasui the chananya to include a chananya as long as the last day, any time of the last day, she had birth pains and the blood is birth blood. Mino animili. So how do you know all this? Says the Gemara. Don't know what we learned. Dama's machmer. How do you know that if you know she had blood? If there's a ziva, she's not tamei. Dama's machmer. That's the when she is ziva. Only if she saw blood, because you know not her own menstrual blood. The loy machmer of vlad, but not the blood came from a vlad. What it goes? After machmer vlad, you're saying because of a vlad. The ain machmer zayin is maybe the pasuk is coming to exclude if the reason why she saw dam is because of an accident, something triggered it. Exactly. So by male zov we say that if it's ba'inus he's exempt. By a female we say even I don't care how the blood came, ba'inus or whatever, naturally she's always tummy. How do you know to exclude that if she gave birth that she's not a zov? And maybe it comes to exclude if it's an ba'inus. No, we have another pause. It's Marvik. When it says V'isha ki yizav zoiv, as long as it's flowing, dama her blood. As long as it's flowing, I don't care why, what the circumstances are, she is tummy. Hamani mekayin dama. So I say her blood to exclude something. Only if it's her natural blood, not from because of her she's giving birth. How do you know which one to include and which one to exclude? Umara is the tie of vlad. Why you decide to metaya the vlad? Ulatami ba'inis and to exclude an ainis. Metayani be vlad. You know why I'm a tired of vlad? She yesh tara achrov. What happens when you give birth for 7 or 14 days you tummy, and then afterwards is a period of tara? So it's much more lenient, the period of tara. So if I'll say that, you know what, if you were, even though you were zover while you're giving birth, you're not tummy. But by oinus I'll be metame. She ain't tara achrov. You know, there's no. You know, once you become tame through oinus, you have to. You know, have 7 clean days. That's it. There's no tara afterwards. Then when adiraba metara ani oinus, you know why? Maybe oinus is more lenient. She can't oinus bezov toyer. By a male zov, we see that oinus is toyer. So maybe a female also should be toyer. And the vlad, you should be tame. Hashtami beishta kaimina. What do you bring me a man for? The fact you're talking about a woman, the ain is beishta lashkam. We don't find any example by a woman if it happened, if it is triggered by some extraneous thing that she's not tummy. We both say, well, another answer is my daitel today by einus. What's your opinion? What do you want to try and do? You want to say you should be tired and einus. Well, it's muye bevlad and become tummy if you get birth. Ain lach einus gadol mazeh. The reason why you're bleeding because of Vlad. Well, I couldn't understand, but Lechayda, you brought it on the fact that she's pregnant. So it's not an onus.
It's a created circumstance.
That's right. Anyway, well, you can argue over there, you jumped up and down. You brought it on yourself by jumping.
Because technically, when there's a pregnancy,
Stop. True. I'm just saying the mother's calling it. You're right. Okay. Ihachi. The mother talks all the time that they used to bleed a little bit. They used to bleed a little bit. It seems it's quite common.
Yeah, but that's
what we're saying. Yeah, we're saying up to 40, 50 days before, according to the mayor, we say that's already delivering. According to others, it's just the regular nida. It seems that they had very strong build that even though they were bleeding a little bit, you know, they were still all right. So why only by a zava do we exclude? Let's say by nida the same thing, that she's no nida when she's giving birth. And yet the Mishnah says by that if you're in the nida days and she gave birth, she's a nida, full-fledged nida. Why don't you say the same thing by nida that was? That only if she gave it, she naturally flow, but not if it came because of a child. Or maybe it's the anus. Maybe the Gemara is saying the same thing. It's part of the question. Maybe he's coming to exclude if it's an anus. Anyway, how do you anus? We know that a woman who's a nida, even by anus, she's a nida. So what's coming to you? Flowing. Maybe a vlad taki be potter. Just like a zova, you say that she's not a zova because it's giving birth. Say the same thing by nida. Same vart. I'm a shluckage, I'm a crow. We have another pasik. It says in the pasik that if she gave birth to an akeva and she's tummy for 2 weeks, 6 days she's tired. So then it says, Teshev al demeitara. She sits under the meitara. The word teshev is totally extra. Just say, al demeitara. But she says, yamim demeitara. What's the teshev? Teshev, tell you, yeshlach yeshiva chedeshi kazu. There's another teshev which she's takatoid as well, even though she's bleeding. Not only the 6 days of Tara, she's bleeding, she's tired, but also another time as well. And what's that? When she's a ziva. By a ziva, if she's bleeds while she's giving birth, she's tired. But not by neither. The aim of Harino, maybe Zukush may neither, maybe isn't talking about neither days that she's tired. Ella Mara Abu Shwam, it says the Pazig, with Thomas, why? She's telling me for 2 weeks. And there's Kenny Dosa. So we dash in the like Zivasa. Or like her nida, not like a ziva miklal, the zivasa toyed. And a ziva, when it says teishiv toyed, veizu kushi me ziva, when is she toyed by a ziva, if she gave birth at the same time, but not by a nida. Bahash, if you want to bahash, ziva to mishraim, kini dosa, now that you say that she's tummy like a nida, not like a ziva, because ziva is tummy like a toyed, is dumma lamali, so why do you have to say the extra word dumma to tell you that it flows naturally, not machmas later, we already know that from two, kini dosa. I would have thought that even if it stopped, she's not a ziva. In other words, if she's bleeding at the time she gave birth, even though she stopped having birth pains and she continued seeing, she's tired. So we need to tell you, no, sometimes she is tired and sometimes she's tummy. If it stopped the birth pain, she's tummy. If it didn't stop, she's tired. Here's a fascinating story. I mean, it's a very troubling story. Shula Baravina, Avu Dudu Kavasi Rav, Hili Paske, like Rav, that you're needed for 1 day. If you see during the 11 days, you need it for 1 day while you gave birth. Kikonoch nafshi, the rabbi not passed away. Omele the Ravasi, he said to the Ravasi, do me a favor, tell Shili, even though he's very nice, he's passing like me, I made a mistake. Zil tzonek, go ahead and conceal my psak. And tell Shili, stop passing like me, that I agree that the Rav Yitzchak is right, completely tired. Right before he passed away, as he was dying. Rav. And he said, V'iloy tzais, if he refused to listen to you, gariye. Convince him that what's wrong with my opinion and tell him to follow the opinion of Rav Yitzchak. Savar, Rav Asi thought, he said, Gadya. Gadya means cut down the tree, put him a chedim if he doesn't listen. Or Teisa says, he did say Gadya, but Gadya can mean, depends if you stress the dal, if you don't stress the dal, whether Gadya means schlep him in, or Gadya means cut him down. But Rav Asi thought he meant cut him down. He said to him, okay, after Ravna passed away, he turned to Shul and said, change your mind. The Hadab, I would have myself change your mind. Why would he tell you, not me? Like, he refused to listen. God, you put him in Chayim. Omle of Shilas said to Belay, Mr. Mamidli Kosi, you're not worried about my fire? You know who I am? Omle, I'm not Isa, Isa answered back. He was a Tana who had a lot of names. Isa ben Yehuda, who's also known as Isa ben Gur Aryeh, that's the name of Gur Aryeh, Isa ben Gamlil, Isa ben Mahalalo. I want you to know that he's playing on his words. My name is Asi. Asi said, "Denachshad leshalav elikve." I am this mortar that doesn't rot. I'm strong. I don't care about your fire. I'm leva. You know who I am? I'm Shila Baravina. I'm Buchna the Parzla. I am the mortar. The mitbar Asi said, "Denachshad." I break copper. I'm the pestle, and I break copper mortars. Cholosh of Asi. Right after the story of Asi got sick. Ailu b'chamimi. He got very high fevers. Avkum mikridi. Then from there he went to cold. Ailu mikridi avkum mechamimi. And noch nashir vasi, he died because of the story he put to Shila Chedim. Also Shila, that day, Shila went and told his wife, Advisu, Tzovas li zavasa, great to my peklach. Get ready my tachrichim. I know I'm going to die now because I caused Avasi to die. and more than that, I want to die. You know why I want to die? The leilazel, interesting. I don't want him to go up to Shemayim. The leilalera mili alayu say things about me which is not true. Tzivisa leizavda so she prepared the tachrichim. Noch nafshe deshila. He died the same day. Chazu they saw they would bury them together. They used to put hadassim on top of the oren. They saw the porcha osa mahai puri la hai puri. The hadassim start jumping back from one coffin to the other. Amri they said shmamina ovdu rabon paisa. They made peace and death. What a sad story. So Rav Asi killed them. Two amoraim died for this. Anyway, we got a lot to learn now. So boy, Rav asked kushi ma'u shatista beziva. Rav asked a question. What about if she started to see blood? She was a ziva, and now you have to count 7 clean days, and she started to see blood because of birth. Does it cancel? Next clean day, you got to start all over again. Dover hametame, soise venametame. Anything which can be metame is soise, and this is also metame because it says she stops. She stops seeing. You know, it's metame blood. Okay, nidahu. So it's like a nidah. Dilma dover agoidem soise. V'halav ganu. You know what can cancel it? Only things which bring on tumor. We just said before that this doesn't bring on tumor. That if she sees blood while she's giving birth, it doesn't bring on any tumor. So therefore, it can't cancel either. If it can't bring other tumor, it can't cancel. Rabbi says, "Oinus bezivah." I'll prove it to you from an oinus by a ziva. An oinus. The din is, we said before, that she becomes that she'enu goydim. If by a neither, we don't care. Oinus, not oinus. By a ziva, if it's oinus, she's not to become an what do you call it? It doesn't bring on tumor by a zav. And yet, the soiser, it is soiser. What's the story? Lie, truth. Hai nami goydim. What are you talking about? Even an oinus can be goydim. How can oinus be goydim? Now we learned. Remember, if you have to see 3 times before you bring a carbon. So rodi is shayna. If you only saw once, you only told me, you know, you have to be shemed is goydim. But you can say. We're talking about a zav. We check him out. We're talking about a zav. We check out the zav. What was an oinus or was it natural? Shnei biking, I said. Of a shlishi they biking, I said. Third time, even by a male, you don't bite it because even by anus, if you already saw twice and then saw the third time, we don't care how it happened. So even an anus is goyim to me, and that's why if by anus you saw blood, it'll cancel. So no raya from anus, the kash on the bayit. Rabbi Lezer, the Amar Abba Shlishi, but Rabbi Lezer holds that even the third time we check out, that means itself can never become oinus. So we say oinus never, an oinus is never tameh. Yeah, an oinus will cancel if he was a zav, and then by oinus he saw blood, cancel it 7 clean days. Hachinami, right? According to him, keeping the legadim lo seisa, he tackled hold that if the blood came by oinus, it would not cancel. Rabbi Lezer, Hachinami, right? Touch my coming here. I'll ask you a question. The third time, Rabbi Lezer holds you check, but the fourth time, even the oinus we don't know. What's fourth time? Where's that fourth time when it comes to a zav? 3 times you're full fledged zav, you have 7 clean days. What's this fourth time? Obviously, fourth time means to cancel. So we see when it comes to canceling, he says here by canceling, we don't know. You just said according to Rabbi Lezer that since oinus does not bring tumor, it doesn't cancel. So as you do, it does cancel. Ain't by you say. My love is to cancel. We want to know if the blood he sees the fourth time. If you just carry it, you become tamei. That's the chumrah of a zav. Sorry? Whatever. Yeah, you're right. This charge, yeah. What's Matame Masa? We don't check anymore. That's all. Toshma, be another Braisa, the Bishlishis, Abelazar, and Boykinoise, but Visa, but you don't check. And then Abelazar continues. The carbon, Amarti, Velelestida. When do we check? Only for carbon, but not for Stida. For canceling, we don't check. Clearly, you don't check according to Abelazar. So we see clearly Abelazar holds that even though Aynas does not bring on Tumah, but it cancels. So you're right. You're right. The Blazer holds that even though it's not Goyim, it still cancels. Oh, but I'm talking to Rabban on my. According to Rabban, what we did? That's Rabban's question. But back to Rabban. If you saw blood during the birth, does that cancel? I mean, she was a Zava before she gave birth. So she used to bleed all the time. What does Zava Goyim? What does it cause? 7 days. If you see during the 7 clean days, it cancels it. Ma gorim loy keri. What does keri cause yemecha? If you see a keri, semen, you only time it for 1 day. And therefore, if it's soys, it's only 1 day. My shiva, what do you mean 7 days? Elam the metame shiva that if you saw dam, but you know, but anus, you told me 7 days. Hi, my zavi, tummy shiva boiler. What do you mean, just a tummy. El alav dover ha goyim soisa is clear for me that what something that is goyim to me it can cancel to me. Dover she ain't goyim soisa something that cannot goyim to me. So let's say when she, which this woman, she gives birth and the blood that she sees then is will not bring on to me. So neither if she's already is of and counting 7 clean days and then start bleeding because she has birth pains, it won't cancel it. Shmami no. And the rule is, and Kushi says the rule is that you're right, it does not cancel. And if you do find any opinion that says any Braisa does cancel, Rabbanina said that giving birth does not cancel by Ziva, like we just learned. Okay, giving birth doesn't cancel. But let's say she's in the middle of counting her 7 clean days, and day number 4, suddenly she starts having birth pains and blood. You tell me it doesn't cancel. But can I continue counting as if these are clean days? Because the blood that I'm seeing now doesn't bother us. It's blood of a lady. Or do we say, you know, it doesn't cancel, but neither can you count it. It does count. How do I know it counts? It's time you learned. Says the pasuk that if she's clean from a zayiv, then it says, and she counts 7 days, but achatitan, afterwards she becomes toil. What means afterwards she becomes toil? Obviously, after she becomes toil. What does that mean? Achat echad lekulon. After everything, shaloi te tumim mavsekas behen. So what? You say what? That tumah, it says again, that tumah shouldn't be mafsek in between. Shouldn't be a tumah in between. If you tell me that what, that if you gave birth, not only it doesn't cancel, but also it's included in the clean days. That a tumor shouldn't cancel. That what you see here, that what, that even though she's seeing blood, it doesn't cancel, and it counts. Eli Amid ain't oiler, that doesn't count as a clean days. Absolutely later, so we see that later does cancel. It's that interrupts the 7 days. Maybe it doesn't cancel, but it's interrupting. So it's not after the 7 days. It could be after 10 days. It means that no, it just means that there shouldn't be a ziva in between. But if it's blood from a lady, that doesn't bother us, because then it could be 10 days or 12 days. How do I know? Time you learn. It says in the pasuk, mizoiva from a flow, mizoiva from a flow, but not if she was a leper. What I mean that if she was a leper, it doesn't bother us. She still gets clean in 7 days. Even though she's still a leper and she's still tummy as a negas, doesn't matter. She's, as long as she's tired from ziva, she has to bring a carbon and do everything else with the carbon. She's afflicted. From a zayiv. As long as she finished her zayiv, we don't care if she finished her leida or not. She doesn't have to wait until all your leida is over. So what is your melechayda? That you continue counting even while she's giving birth or having birth pains. Abaya Amalach Tani Chada, only learn one Mezeiva Vlame Nigat. I erased the words Mezeiva Vlame Leidasa. Like Tista Vlame Dasa. Don't learn those words. But Rava Haima, what are you talking about? Yeah, Mezeiva Vlame Mezeiva Dasa. I did easily later. Since you need later, Tani Niga or to later. So mention a Niga. Eliam Mezeiva Vlame Nigat. The only thing to come and teach you is that what? That if she's a leper and she's Tommy as a leper, still she's tired as a Zov, and if she goes to make for anything else, Haima Vichayitan Hazov Mezeiva Nafka. Male have the same thing. We have the same pasuk by male and female. When you took Sukkim, see if you learn that one pasuk is for in Gas, and one pasuk is for Nega, and one pasuk is for later, I understand why you need two. By males, the nigger, and then my female, yeah, those are the leader. But if it's only talking about nigger, why say by male and female? No, you need both. One for male, one for female. You need both. Because each one. If the Torah said Azov, I would say Mishum Zulay Mitam Vainus. Azov, you know why Azov? Because Azov, it has a cooler that if it happened by accident, he does not become Tomei, so do it for Barosa Mekul. That it doesn't cancel. That it's Saras doesn't bother him. He still goes to the mikveh. Avol, he's taught. Avol, as far as that, the higher level of tumah, he's gone. Avol zova, dimetama by zova is chumah that becomes tumah even by inis. Emaloi, maybe that over there we don't have the kulah. Even the gashi has to wait until she finishes in the nega. Tzricha, if he needs to say by a woman. Because I'm going to be zova, shalim etam bidis, can be yam. It takes 3 days. Become a full zova. Zova by a male, even if he sees 3 times in 1 day, he becomes a full zova, which is a big chumra. The metame bidi yamim aim aloy. Maybe they over there negas. You have to wait. Tzrichi need both. How do I know? The Tanya. How do I know what I'm saying? The Tanya that what? That even though it doesn't contradict, but it doesn't count it. The Tanya we learned. It says in pasuk, if a woman gives birth and she's tummy 7 days, like it says kimei nidas doisa titma, like a sickness she becomes tummy. Tanya doisa titma le rabbis we had yesterday. I don't know if you remember. Le rabbis as boyla to be marbim that her husband, if she has relations with her husband while she is a nida, he becomes tummy. Dois titma le rabbis is a leil. Dois to become a teacher that not only, but even though it says he made days, it means by night as well. If she's a nidda at night, she's become tummy at night. Comes as well. And dois titma le rabbis is a yeledes bezoiv, se tzricha, she teisha, shivin akim. That if she's a yeledes bezoiv, if she is considered a zava during birth, for example, stopped or whatever it is, she needs 7 clean days. What do you mean 7 clean days? My lam, the key meleda, is clean that it shouldn't be during the days of birth. That if she was a ziva already and then the day number 4 suddenly she started having birth pain and started to bleed, that doesn't count as your 7 clean days. So you want to know die from there. Madam, it means she should stop saying she has to have clean days from blood. But if she needs blood, she can't count it. But if she has birth pain and she didn't say any blood, it's counting as a full day. Omer Abai, it's Abai. When you give birth, your tummy, even though you don't see blood, because we say ef shel psichas arechem without dam. So he said, as long as you always say that if you're talking about here birth pangs, not actual birth. I'll bring another ayat. Tanya, we learn kimei nidasa kachimei leidasa. Just like the days of the nida, the same thing is the days of birth. That's what the Bible says. Ma yimei nidasa ein ruin leziva. While she's a nida, she cannot be a zava. It's a different period of time. Because Zava only starts after the days and it finishes. Yeah. And the ancient Shiva Oila Mehen. And the 7 days are not part of she has to count 7 days of Nida. And that's not part of a Zava. The day she gives birth. In other words, while you're a Ziva, let's say, day number 17 or 18 you became a Zova, 16, 17, 18 you became a Zova, now you need 7 clean days. If she sees during those 7 clean days, you don't say, oh, it's 11 days are over, now she's a Nida. Those 7 clean days, if she sees, you cancel the 7 clean days, and she starts a Zova again. Nida does not come into the picture until you cleared your Zova period. So they don't overlap. They never overlap. So the Braisa says, "Af you may lay dosa she'ein ruila ziva, so too you may lay dosa." What do you call it? Is not ruila ziva? Ain't svida shiva oila mehen. So the svida of shiva cannot overlap. So you cannot, even though you have 7 clean days, we're saying that if you gave birth, you're not becoming tummy, but you can't count the days that you may of birth pains as part of your clean days because they can't overlap. That's the whole word. They don't overlap. But Rava says you're right. But Hamani Rabbelezi, this goes according to Rabbelezi, the Amr says, Mr. Nami Sosa, he holds that later actually cancels. But we're talking according to the Rabbanan who say that the later does not cancel, so therefore don't cancel. I hold that it can count. So Gemara says, V'chidon in Efshe Mishi Efshe. How can Rabbelezi say that it cancels? That the fact is, it's impossible ever for Ziva and Nida to be at the same time because Ziva you have to have clean days, so you need to have started. So it's a yefshe. But by giving birth, it's possible to give birth during the counting of the Ziva. It's possible. So how can you learn efshe from yefshe? The reason why Nida and Ziva never overlap because it's impossible. Yes, it's Rabbi Elazar, and he also holds done in Efshe Mishi Efshe. He does hold you learn one from, even though it's impossible. The fact is, this is how it is. But Rav Sheshi Lama Al Kocha Chikish and Akos. The fact it's a hekish, and therefore a hekish can overrides this. You don't ask any question. Emeshim Al Hekish. Ikadam rather say Amr Rabbu Barami, it's different names, same idea, different names. Rabbu Barami, Amr Ravashay, Rabbelezi, Rabbelezi, Amr done an Efshe, Mashi, Efshe. The Papamar al Korchach, Kishna Kosov, the same thing, that it's just different names. Kishna Shleishi Yamim, Roman Fitch. If for 3 days, consecutive days, she was giving birth, and she was birth pangs. And then we say that what? That she's not a Yeledes Bezoiv. I mean, it's Dam Leda, Ibailu. What about Shofsa Mezeh Mezeh? What about the third day she stopped having pain, but also stopped bleeding? What do we say then? Mau. What do we say then? Do we say that since the fact that she stopped bleeding as soon as she started birth pains, the Charaya, that all along going back, let's say she saw for 3 days, she had birth pains for 4 days in a row, and she had been bleeding the whole time. Day number five, as soon as she stopped having birth pain, she stopped bleeding. Do we say, Zaraya, that the blood, even though it was for 4 days and everything else, even though she stopped right now birth pains, Zaraya, that all along the blood is tied in with the birth pain, nothing to do with Dam Ziva? Or do we say, the fact that the birth pain stopped, Zaraya, the birth pains were false pains. It wasn't birth. And therefore the blood that she saw was actually Dam Ziva. So Machlekes. Now, Chizda, Tamei, she's Tamei, because Zaraya was never birth. So it's Dam Ziva. Because you see, as soon as it stopped, the birth pain, the blood stopped as well. I'll give you a mashal for a king. It's like a king. She yotza goes out in the for of the chayolais of lefanav, and the army goes a day or two in advance. But you do a she chayolais of shemelachin, the part of the king. I mean, yeah, even though she stopped, it's a forerunner, a harbinger for birth that's going to come up inevitably in the next few days, the next week. So therefore, it's tied to the birth, and therefore it's dam later. Rav Chida says, no. Coach can buy an office chayol is tvei.
The king wants to take a different route and not to
the office. He has another person who looks like him. Rav Chida says, no. Sorry? Yeah, but Rav Chida used the same example, and he says, no. As you get closer to the carriage, there's more soldiers. Not suddenly there's a vacuum, there's no soldiers at all. So if it should continue bleeding. The fact that it stopped bleeding is that I had it all along. It wasn't dam later. So she's Dam. He says that well, it has to be a 24-hour period, not in the Shav. So Minatzar, the Loim Adam. The Mishnah clearly says stop the pain, but didn't stop the blood. Time, but the Minatzar, the only reason why it didn't stop the blood, the Mash Muhammad Zem Zev would have stopped from both. Then he Taka says, then Torah, if it stopped from both, then would say, look, what it called? If you saw 3 days, would say that it's Torah. That will say that the fact that it stopped is a Raya that all along it was Dam later. So you have to Rav Chizda. No, loim the boy. Who told you mezeh mezeh the tmeir the paskul lechem the gamri? That what? No, if it stopped completely, then it's 100% tamei because it shows all along that what that it had no there was no birth here. Avol min atzav v'loim min adam. But I would have thought if it stopped from the pain, but the blood continued kehechad the medam leposka because you're not leposka. I would have thought that really the birth pains are continuing. If the blood is continuing, the birth pains. I didn't feel it. She got used to it, and therefore she, because she got used to it, doesn't really sense it anymore. But it's still there. But amud the nakid lo. It's only an imagination that's no longer there. Kamash lo. No, that is time. Time we learn. Kishtos leishiyam. We go through that. Kishtos leishiyam techachad esiyam. Says the Braise. If for 3 days within 11 days she was having birth pains, then the shavsa makes that she rested for 24 hours. The yod to give birth. Harei zuya led his bezoyv. Give birth bezoyv. Hey, what are we talking about? He rested for 20. Sorry, Zava. So that's it. So 3 days she saw, and then she stopped for 24 hours, and then she gave birth. So it says over here, since she stopped for 24 hours, is a raya that what that she's a zava and harezi led the bezoy because the birth pain stopped for 24 hours in between. It's a raya to Rav Chizda. Hey, Chidam. Literally, why do you have to have 3 days she saw dam? Even if she saw and 3 days of birth pains, even 2 days of birth pains, and one day if she rested, we say something to do with the birth, it's zava. And lavach gamer, kish to shloisha, 3 days, v'shavsa mizeh umizeh. That's what we're talking about. Stop the birth pain, but oh, stop the blood. And the chiddush is, oh, she kish to shloisha v'shavsa mizeh. Harezu yilad b'zayif. The chiddush is that even though 3 days you saw, but now that it stopped the bleeding, what else is a raya that has not the birth pains never happened, never birth, and all it is yilad b'zayif. Even though it stopped bleeding right now. Tuv to Rav Chanina, raya to Rav Chizda, kash Rav Chanina. You take it literally. What's the chiddush? Why 3 days did she have to see birth pain? Even 2 days. Even though the beginning of the third day she started to also have birth pains. Then she read 24 hours. Remember, there's an opinion on Mishnah. You need night and day, not just 24 hours. Stop here.